I am not thinking of anything. It is the first time I hear the voices. I wasn't thinking of anything. Oh, I know only that God is good, and that he keeps me pure and safe in this little corner of the earth near Dorney. This one little piece of French earth that has not yet been destroyed by the English invaders. Then suddenly, someone behind me touched my shoulder. I know very well that no one is behind me. I turn, and there is a great blinding light in the shadow of me. Oh, the voice is grave and sweet, and I was frightened. But I didn't tell anybody. I don't know why. Oh, then came the second time. It was the noon angelus. A light came over the sun, yet it was stronger than the sun. And there he was, I saw him! An angel in a beautiful, clean robe. Oh, that must have been ironed by somebody very careful. He had two great white wings. Oh, he didn't tell me his name that day. But later on, I found out that he was the Monseigneur, the blessed Saint Michael.
We know all this. Is it necessary to let her go over that nonsense again?
It is necessary, sire.
Blessed Saint Michael, excuse me, but you are in the wrong village. I am Joan, an ignorant girl. My father's daughter. I can't save France. Why, I don't even know how to ride a horse. To you people, the Sire de Baudricourt is only a country squire. Oh, but to us, he is master here. He would never take me to the Dauphin. Why, I've never even bowed to him. Oh, then the blessed Saint Michael said that Saint Catherine would come along. And if that wasn't enough, Saint Marguerite would go too. Oh, but when the army captains lose a battle, and they lose a great many. Well, they can go to sleep at night. Forgive me, blessed Saint Michael, but I could never send men to their death. Forgive me, but I must go home now. Oh, blessed Saint Michael, have pity on me. Have pity, Monsieur!